Sharif Bassioni is president of the International Human Rights Law Institute. He's also a professor at DePaul University School of Law. He says international law allows Iraq's government to enact emergency measures to deal with the many sources of the country's ongoing violence.
No one is really too sure what are these sources. There are reports that some of these sources come from people who are affiliated with al-Qaeda and therefore are of a terroristic nature. Others ascribe it to nationalistic forces that are resisting America's occupation. Others are attributing it to the remnants of the Ba'ath regime. I think a safe assumption is that there's a little bit of all three operating in that context. And as a result, it makes public stability and public safety a number one priority for the interim government.
These emergency measures would give the prime minister broad authority to conduct search operations, to ban public gatherings, impose curfews, restrict communications. And though he would have to receive unanimous approval from the presidential council, I'm wondering if there are concerns that these laws would give the prime minister the kind of dictatorial powers that are reminiscent of the former regime.
Well, the concern is obviously a valid one, and I think that any situation with emergency laws gives rise to a number of dangers. The first is the tendency is something temporary becomes more or less permanent. For example, Egypt is a country that has had emergency laws for over 20 years. On the other hand, by the time 20 years have passed, it really becomes part of the fabric of the laws, and nobody pays too much attention to it. The next is whether or not the executive branch of government will then have a tendency to abuse these laws and use it to consolidate its political power, to stifle dissent, to stifle opposing parties. That is, of course, a big danger, and the longer these laws last, the bigger the danger is. And I think last but not least, when you're trying to rebuild a new country and to give it the impetus of being a country that is going in the direction of democracy, eliminating the traces of a dictatorial regime such as the Ba'ath regime for over 30 years, the last thing you want is to do the same thing as that prior dictatorial regime did. There's a question of image. In other words, it's like the United States using the Abu Ghraib prison that the Ba'ath dictatorial regime did to engage in torture against Iraqis, which is exactly what that same regime did. That we as a U.S. government, or now the Iraqi government, acting with the support of the United States, are doing exactly the same thing that we said is the basis for going into Iraq is quite anachronistic, to say the least.
What about the practical enforcement of martial law? Does that fall to foreign troops or the U.S. military, or is the Iraqi security force up
to
this?
No, that would be for the benefit of Iraqi security. It would not be for the use of foreign military, and that is another big problem that exists, is the fact that we have U.S. and coalition forces there, and that we have them so prominent in the cities. And I think that it would be so much wiser for the U.S. to simply withdraw its American military presence from the cities and be somewhere where it can't be seen, and let the Iraqis deal exclusively with the issue of internal security.
Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Sharif Bassioni is professor of law at DePaul University Law School. He's also the president of the International Human Rights Law Institute.